this morning. I've got Greg Podziki with me. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Greg, you're with the Venturer Scouts, or the Haynes Venture Scouts. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you guys have got a car wash happening today until 4 p.m. at the gas station across from the post office. Also with optional interior cleaning and a tire disposal. This is happening all day today, until 4 o'clock anyway.
That's correct. And it's a unique car wash in that we do have the interior cleaning and we do have a tire disposable. $4 will charge people for a standard size tire. We'll take bigger ones too, but we'll have to size them up and charge you more because we'll be charged more.
Okay, that's great. I know a lot of people have got tires laying around in their yards. So
yeah, they do. It's kind of exciting to try this. I hope it works out and people bring their tires.
Now, tell me about the Venture Scouts. Tell me about the organization. Is this like the Boy Scouts of America?
Venturer Scouts is a branch of the Boy Scouts of America. It's a fairly new branch, probably 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, really?
This is our third year here in Haynes. What is unique about the Venturer Scouts is that it is co-ed. Girls are welcome, so girls can be Boy Scouts too. And you have to be in high school. You're supposed to be at least 14 years old and in high school, and you can be as old as 20. And actually, I just found out that even after you graduate from high school, until you're 20, you can still partake in venture programs.
But I'm not eligible.
You could be sign up as an adult leader if we needed you.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's good to know, too. What kind of things do you guys do?
It's outdoor recreation program, basically. We don't... although there are different badges that you can earn, we don't participate in that. We don't wear uniforms, although there are uniforms that you can purchase. We do camping, hiking. We are really into ocean kayaking, river kayaking, rock climbing, ice climbing. We've taken helicopters to the top of the glaciers in Skagway and gone dog sledding. We work with Chilkat guides and Alaska Mountain guides. I like to work with them because their organizations are safe and they have skilled and trained people to take our kids out. We had 12 kids just graduate with a certificate from the American Kayak and Canoe Association through Alaska Mountain Guides for kayaking, ocean kayaking. Wonderful program there. These kids can actually get a job once they turn 18 somewhere if needed, kayaking people.
As a guide.
As a guide.
Certified as a guide now. Wow, you guys do a lot, sounds like.
We do a lot. Next weekend, some of the kids, probably about 15, because that's all they have room for, will be going up into Canada with Tatsuchini Expediting, another group like our Alaska Mountain Guides and Chilkat Guides. And we did this, it's a repeat of last year, and it's river kayaking, and it's an instructional course, 2.5 days. The first night, they go into a warm lake with wetsuits on, take the small river kayaks.
How warm is a lake up there anyway?
Well, I don't know. It's probably about 55 degrees or so, but relatively warm compared to the rivers they're going to be in the following days. They learn to be comfortable in their kayak, to flip their kayak, to rescue each other in their kayaks. And at the end, they play a little game of keep away, two teams, in these little boats, a very fun time. And they feel comfortable by the end of that night. They don't mind tipping over, and they learn how to get back up. Most of the kids do. The following day, they will go into the Yukon River in an eddy of the Yukon, where they will continue to learn to flip and rescue each other. And at this point, they also have not only wetsuits but also dry suits on and life jackets and helmets, of course. Then by the afternoon, they have learned to go into the Yukon River, and they go through a trough there, very fast, very deep trough. When I did it with them last year, and I immediately tipped upside down and went through upside down. They have lots of people standing guard in their kayaks to rescue people if they need to, but most kids actually have learned enough that they learn how to flip themselves back up, or they help each other flip back up by passing a paddle. Wonderful thing to watch these kids do this. And then on the third day, they actually kayak a whitewater river, class 2, class 3 rapids. Last year we did the Wheaton River. It's an all-day thing. It was just a wonderful, a growing experience for all the kids. I actually had parents come and say that it was a lifetime growing experience for their kids.
I was going to say, that sounds like a lot of fun. I want to do all that stuff. It sounds also like not only are they learning skills, but they're building some character as well.
Absolutely. One of the things that I found very interesting is some of the kids that perhaps are not athletic on the basketball court or partaking in running or something, you know, they'll get in a kayak or they'll go ice climbing. All of a sudden, they're the first one onto the top. You know, they're better at that than the fastest runner in school or the best basketball player. So it was a great confidence builder.
Currently, how many kids do you have in the program?
I've got 26 kids signed up, but at Saturday I hope to sign up the new freshmen coming into the high school. I looked at the names of the kids, and I expect maybe about 8 more kids. And then I've lost a couple who have graduated, so it's going to bring us up to about 30 kids total signed up. Now, not all the kids participate in all the things. One of the good things about the Venture Scout program is that there's no obligations. If you don't want to do anything, you don't have to. If you want to, you can say, okay. Or if the kids themselves want to do something, an adventure, they can say, oh, me and 3 buddies want to go up in the Katsahin, you know, can we do this? Can we sign up? I can say, well, you know, let's see the safety situation here, and they can go do it themselves.
And so you're looking for more kids, and you said the ages, they need to be freshmen, but any new freshman can sign up for this.
Sure, and anybody else in the high school can sign up that hasn't. I think I've pretty much talked to all the kids in the high school.
Scoured the ranks.
And it's not like we need any more kids, but it's such a great program. I'd like to see the kids participate. And it's interesting that, you know, I've gone all the way with my son, Cub Scouts, you know, Tiger Cubs, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts for a couple of years, and then he lost interest and then went on to Venture Scouts. Lots of adult participation in this program, and I think it's because it's so much fun. One of the problems is that the things we do are often pretty spendy. For instance, this river kayaking, it's going to be $200 a person. We do whitewater rafting with Tachicini expediting. It's a day trip, and that's runs about $100 per person. And that's why we have these fundraisers. The things we do are expensive. We also have the John Schnabel Trust Fund, and we're allowed to use some of the funds from there, and we do. As a Sportsman's Association has given us money, and other people in town have given us money. Last year, thanks to the Sportsman's Association and the John Schnabel Fund, we were able to take 9 kids and 5 adults deer hunting in Hoonah, and it only cost about $50 a person because we had the other funds. That's a great thing because a lot of these kids just couldn't afford to pay more than that because they're so involved with sports and athletic events at school that they, you know, they're earning money for that too. And that cost, it's very expensive. So every kid got a deer, at least one deer. Some got 3. Mm-hmm. And a couple adults got deer. This year we're going to do it again at Thanksgiving time. We'll probably be more successful.
Some winter meat going there for the freezer.
Yeah.
And that's why you're having this car wash, then, is to raise money for these activities and the tire drop-off as well. You're going to turn a profit on that, I hope. What's on the horizon for Venture Scouts in Haines?
Well, in the near future is the river kayak trip I talked about, and we'll do a whitewater raft trip up in Canada on the Tatsachini Elsac River, just a day trip. We have this dream, this vision going on now. I've talked to the kids through Alaska Mountain Guides. They offer a trip to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, Africa. And we are envisioning that possibility right after graduation. School gets out at the end of May next year. We will be gone for about 2.5 weeks if we do it. The cost is going to be about $6,000 per person.
Say, it's going to be more than 50 bucks a head.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty spendy.
But what an opportunity.
It is an opportunity, a wonderful opportunity. Of course, it comes at a time when a lot of kids are going to go on to college and they need their money. So we're going to fundraise, but we don't want to compete with local fundraisers like the school and all the other groups that do it. So we're going to look in other places to fundraise, and we're going to look for sponsors. One deal with Boy Scouts is you can't have somebody just give you a bunch of money for yourself. You have to earn it. So although they can give you a large amount for doing a small job.
Okay, they can write you a blank check.
That's right. We recently talked to one of the local gas stations about this possibility. We're going to write a letter to them. One of the things they're going to do to possibly give us some money is have us do work for other nonprofit or charities in town, and they'll give us money for doing that work. So that is helpful for not just us, but for that group also. And once we get enough money to pay for everybody, and I'm talking about paying for probably 6 adults to go as well, we will have all the kids, this is the plan right now anyway, it's in the early stages, raise money for their favorite charity or favorite nonprofit group, whether it's in town or out of town. For example, the American Cancer Society or American Heart Association or Make-A-Wish Foundation or maybe Haynes Recycles or the Boy Scout camp itself. You know, they can always use some money for building their buildings out there because we're expanding. And if they climb to the top, of course, that sponsor would give them that money.
KHS could use help too.
KHS, yes. KHS could be right on there.
We need some record shelves built. The tire drop-off, what's this all about? What are you guys going to do with these tires?
Okay, well, we made a deal with one of our local garbage disposable units here, mm-hmm. one of the dumps.
Right.
So they're going to give us a good deal on disposing of the tires after we get them. So we'll charge people $4 per tire for a standard size tire. And if people have great big tires, we'll take those too. But I'll have to size them up and say, okay, you'll have to pay us this much more because we don't want to take a loss. The point of doing this is to make some money. So this is the first time this has ever been tried as far as I know in Haynes. And Fred Gray from Delta Western is going to have a truck set up there for us to load the tires in it so that on Monday morning we can take them to the dump.
All right, great. So again, that's the Haynes Venturer Scouts Car Wash happening today until 4 p.m. You can also get an optional interior cleaning, and you can drop off tires for $4 a tire as well. Such a deal. This is happening at the gas station across from the post office. Greg, if somebody has questions about the car wash, the tire drop off, or the Venturer Scouts becoming maybe a new freshman member or a high school member or an adult supervisor, can they give you a call?
Sure, they can call my home at 766-2723.
Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.